Hello, and welcome to the Minimalist Moms Podcast. I'm Diane. I'm a mother of three living in Columbus, Ohio. I'm trying to make room in my life for what matters by getting rid of the clutter and living life with purpose. I hope you'll join me on the journey to think more and do with less. Today's topic is something I've not talked about yet on the podcast, and that is laundry, how to create a simple, minimalist laundry routine. To join me in this conversation is Kelly Briggs of Simple Home Mom. She is a homeschooling mom of four on the East Coast of Canada. She'll tell you a little bit more about her story when we first begin our conversation, and then she'll move into her own laundry routine and how she would encourage you to simplify yours. But before we get to the conversation, I wanted to encourage you to leave a rating and review if you haven't done so yet. Leaving a rating and review on iTunes is the best way you can help this podcast succeed and grow. I also want to thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. Is there something interfering with your happiness? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? Mental health has become much more of a topic of conversation and just something we're more aware of and comfortable talking about these days. However, there can be a lot of stress associated with trying to find the right healthcare provider. That's where BetterHelp online counseling comes into play. With BetterHelp, I have been able to see the ease in which you can receive that care that you're looking for. All you have to do is go to the website, fill out a survey, and you're set up with your own personal counselor. The option to have a counseling session from the privacy of my own home, plus the fact that I didn't have to worry about booking a babysitter, made BetterHelp even more convenient for me. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So if you've really struggled with trying to find the right therapist or someone to talk to in regards to mental health, this is something I truly recommend. Best of all, it's an affordable option, and Minimalist Mom listeners get 10% off the first month. I want you to start living a happier life today. Visit betterhelp.com/minimalist and join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/minimalist. All right, I'm excited to get into this conversation with Kelly. So here it is, my conversation with Kelly Briggs. Kelly, thank you so much for joining me on the Minimalist Moms Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I've never talked about laundry on the show before. I don't even think I've talked about it on Instagram. So I'm excited to have you here so we can dive into this. But before we get into our conversation, I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself to the listeners and maybe just a quick summary of when you started pursuing more of a minimalist lifestyle.
Sure. So my name is Kelly Briggs. I'm a homeschool mom of four. My oldest is 10. My youngest is almost two. I used to be an elementary school teacher, so I'm used to being around kids a lot and, you know, that busy kind of kid life. So I think it was when I was actually pregnant with number three. So that was about 5 years ago. And I was just stressed out. I was like, I had these massive to-do lists. I had way too much stuff that I wasn't able to manage. I just wasn't really managing the home really well, and I was never taught how to do it, right? So I really needed a simplifying game order in our home, and I actually started by reading the Conry books because those were really popular back then, and I didn't know anybody who was into that kind of thing at all. I just was like, oh, I've heard about this book, I'm gonna read it. So I really started with decluttering our home and then learning better ways to manage our time, my expectations, like my crazy to-do list. And then it kind of just started there, and I just never stopped.
Well, today we're discussing how we can simplify and just become more minimalist in our laundry routine. So first things first, what does your laundry routine look like? And maybe how did you get there?
Okay, great. Yeah. So I'm going to talk about kind of like what it was like before and mm-hmm. then the process of getting there. So I think that'll answer those questions there. So laundry used to be definitely like a pain point in our home. I think I felt on top of it until I hit two kids. Maybe when I was pregnant with a third, maybe it was around there sometime. I used to, you know, keep up with everything, clothes were put away, the laundry was always done. And if things weren't like put away or folded and hung, I never felt, you know, content. I was like, it has to be put away, it has to be tidy. So then when that next kid came, it was just like, okay, this is really stressing me out here. I can't keep on top of it. I knew that something had to give. I had to figure out something new as our family grew, because what was working before, my expectations of everything put away and everything going smoothly that way, I knew I had to change it because we were adding to our family and it just wasn't working for us anymore. Did you want me to chat about kind of like how we evolved through that process and what happened through that time?
Yeah, I would love to hear that.
All right. So that was where my starting point. I was really stressed out. I had everything put away. It was folded. It was great. I also had way too much clothes for the kids, of course. That was a part of the decluttering process. So starting from that point, it was just like a slow process of realizing I had to reduce those expectations of having everything perfect and put away. But I had to figure out a way that would be simple and doable for us, but also kept laundry running smoothly too, because I didn't want to just like leave it on the floor in the laundry room, you know? So here's our routine now that has kind of evolved from me staying on top of everything, folding everything nicely, putting things away to what it looks like today. So if I'm talking about our laundry routine, I'm going to start at the dirty laundry. So our dirty clothes goes into two baskets upstairs. We've got one in the kid bathroom and there's one in our master bathroom, so for the kids and for us. And we also have a cloth diaper one, that one's separate. And I know some people are not into this and that's totally cool, but for us, it works for us. I don't sort anything aside from the cloth diapers. I don't sort like white, lights, and darks. We only have duvet covers that are white. So those are really the only things that once in a while I will wash by themselves. So keeping things like all together like that just really simplifies us. I'm not spending lots of time sorting and that really works for us. So what we do every morning, one of the habits that we've instilled as a family, we wake up and we bring the laundry down. Because there's six of us in the home, plus my dad is here too, we can usually do laundry every morning, even if it's a small load. So one of the habits is, you know, the kids wake up, they make their bed, they bring down the laundry. And that is a part of a routine every day that the kids can also take part in, which is so key. If that laundry doesn't go in right away in the morning, it doesn't get done. And then I'm like, up to my eyeballs in laundry, like a day later or 2 days later, depending on the cycle of the laundry. So yeah, the kids take down the laundry, I throw things on. And then around lunchtime, I will deal with the wet laundry. I'll throw it in the dryer or I'll hang to dry. And then if I have to put on like sheets or something, I put it on then as well. It sounds so elaborate, but this is our routine, right? So yeah, I deal with the dry laundry. And then at the end of the day, like before bedtime, I'll also do a little bit of laundry then too, which is usually just a bit of sorting. All of the kids have their own baskets with their names on them. I wrote on every basket, like Josie, Felix, and so on, or master bedroom. And then I just sort it right in the laundry room when it's dry and put it in those baskets. And they also stack up, which is really, really nice. And then it doesn't take that much space either. And I kind of let the laundry stay in the laundry room half the time if there's only a few items in the basket, and just wait till it's a little bit fuller to take it upstairs to put it away. So how we deal with that laundry that's sitting in the laundry room, if we're on our game, you know, nobody's sick, we're not super busy and things are kind of running smoothly in the home, those laundry baskets go upstairs into each individual room. So for my oldest is 10, he has his own laundry basket. He puts his own clothes away every day if the basket is up in his room during his quiet time. And then my 7-year-old also puts his laundry away with his name on his baskets in his closet. And then I put away the 4-year-old and the almost 2-year-old's clothes. So I do theirs. I'm thinking what else. And for the master bedroom, I just put our bed sheets in a really pretty kind of like laundry bag. I don't even fold it anymore because I like making things simple. And I'm like, you know, that's going to reduce a bit of time. So that's what's working for us right now. And I put away my husband's and my clothes. I love doing laundry, so we're okay with that setup for us. And then I just put away the cloth diapers when they're dry too. So that's pretty much our laundry routine right now. But I do want to mention though that we do have that well-oiled routine that works really well. But the plan B for when we are super busy, kind of like what I mentioned already, like when we're super busy or somebody's sick or where it's summertime, like I find in the summertime we're so outside so much, so the laundry routine usually gets behind a little. Our plan B is just to kind of like work out of our laundry baskets. They're all sorted and neat in the laundry room. They have everybody's name on it. And, you know, if we don't have time to put it away, it's okay. It's still organized. It's easy. It's just the kids are going into their baskets instead of in their closets. Mm-hmm. And that is cool for us. It works for us.
I'm happy to hear how you do it and how you have your routine set up, because I'm still not fully in a routine at this point. A lot of times we live out of the laundry basket. I honestly keep it in the laundry room, which is downstairs. Uh-huh. And I feel like every morning I just kind of go down there and pull it out. And it just seems to work out well that it's in the laundry room. So I don't see that being a long-term fix for us. But right now, that's what works. Again, why I wanted you to explain what works for your family is because I figured it was probably a little bit more structured. Why do you feel like your routine keeps it simple? Like, what would you hone in on and say, this is why it stays simplistic and minimal?
I think for our family, it works because it keeps things going and it's doable even as a big family every day. We've really just built it into our daily routine, but of course it's not going to work for every family or every situation. And like I said, we even have a plan B too, where we work out of laundry baskets, but it still keeps things going and it keeps things moving. And when we do have that extra time, we can pick it back up and take it to their bedrooms and they can put their clothes away. It's really just key to keep playing around until you find what works for your family. I'm just really glad for like our family, like we've really landed on something that's simple and doable for like the whole family. It's stuck for, I don't know how long we've been doing it, but it's really stuck. So I'm really grateful for that.
Absolutely.
Are you ready to take your gardening game to the next level this year? If you're anything like my husband and me, you've been getting your hands dirty in the garden, learning the ropes, and dreaming of a bountiful harvest. Well, let me tell you about Coast of Maine Planting Soil, our secret weapon for a thriving garden. Everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. Their living soils are carefully crafted to enhance soil structure, provide essential nutrients, and promote robust plant growth. With a diverse portfolio of products for all your gardening needs, they're rooted in sustainable practices and a commitment to organic excellence. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. The products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. Their products make organic gardening simple, approachable gardening for everyone. So let's get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. Coast of Maine, like the state with an E.com.
Are you committed to eating clean, especially when it comes to your protein powder? With Puri's PW1 whey protein powder, you can trust that you're getting the purest ingredients without harmful chemicals or toxins. Over the last few years, I've been more interested in cleaning up our environment, cleaning up the foods that we're eating, especially with the food that I'm giving to my children. My 4-year-old is the pickiest eater, and it's difficult to get him to eat a lot of protein. So I love that I can throw Puri's protein powder into his smoothies or pancakes. Puri is third-party tested against over 200 contaminants. It's free from hormones, GMOs, pesticides, soy, and gluten, delivering 21 grams of protein per serving. Plus, like I said, it tastes delicious, even for the pickiest of eaters. So don't just take my word for it. With Puri, you can find the actual data behind every batch, which makes Puri a supplement brand that you can trust. And right now, Puri is offering my listeners 20% off their PW1 whey protein and all their great products. So go to my exclusive URL, puri.com/minimalist, and use my promo code minimalist. This even applies to the already discounted subscriptions, so you'll get almost a third off the price. Go to puri.com/minimalist and don't wait. Use promo code minimalist at puri.com/minimalist.
And I was going to ask you, in regards to laundry products, I was wondering if it's expensive, do you find it expensive doing laundry every day? And one of my questions was, do we need all the bells and whistles? And kind of what I meant by that is that I know that there's so many products in the Target aisle or the grocery store aisle that we can use on our clothes to make them smell good or for this and that. And I'm definitely a believer in stain stick, that stuff. Or, well, I guess it's OxyClean spray. But I guess I don't really know what I meant by asking you that question. So I don't know if you have an answer for it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're curious what we do and what we use,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So for us, we haven't really noticed like cost for using water. I do hang to dry as much as possible. partly because it was instilled in me as a child. My father is very like eco-friendly, and we just always hung things even in the basement. Like, we had an old home, so I hang to dry as much as possible here. But I also am not a martyr. You know, if we're really stressed out by whatever, like somebody's sick or something, I'm not going to be like, I have to hang dry. So we will use the dryer when it makes sense to use the dryer. So I'm sure that does help with some cost. As for like laundry products, we buy like a naturalish powdered bulk detergent that lasts us a couple years. Mm-hmm. We're in Canada, so it'll probably be cheaper again in the States. And I do buy like a different powder for the diapers, but it's not that expensive. And it's really affordable for both. I mean, that's like $100 Canadian. Wash all of our clothes for a couple years. That's super doable. And the stain sticks, we have stain sticks too. Those are really cheap and they last forever. I don't even use a stain stick that often because I usually try to catch the stains right away and just kind of treat them right away. And we also have just dryer balls in our dryer, and that's it. And those are reusable. I bought them once and that's it.
What would your encouragement be to others that just feel like this is a daunting area to minimize? How would you encourage them to take on this area and really be intentional about simplifying it?
So I would say two things. One of the biggest things for us is really going through and minimizing what we did have for clothing, because then you can really see what you're working with. Because otherwise what was happening is, like, for us, we weren't washing for, you know, 4 days, and then we didn't have to wash every day because we had, you know, double the amount of clothes maybe that we needed. So minimizing all of our wardrobes to what we needed, plus a bit extra, you know, for kid accidents or whatnot, it made it a lot more manageable for us, just the amount of clothing in our home. So looking at your wardrobes and the clothing that you do have in your home is really going to help, as well as, like we were kind of mentioning and I was mentioning, is that it's really key to figure out a routine and rhythms and develop really good laundry habits so that the laundry is getting done and it feels good that you're flowing through it, not necessarily always staying on top, because we can't stay on top of laundry here anymore, really, because there's always laundry to be done. But we do have, you know, we do have a flow of the laundry that is consistently being done. So those would be the two things that I would really encourage people, is to figure out a simple routine, try it out, stick to it, keep going, and then really look at what you're washing and how much you are washing. And maybe you can reduce the amount of clothing that you have in your home.
Yeah, 100%. I definitely think that in order to keep this area minimalist, you can't have excess. You have to really pare down that wardrobe. So I think that is really helpful. And then the other thing I was going to say that's been helpful for my family is that I don't wash my clothes after every use. I know with my boys, I typically have to wash their clothes after every use, but me and my daughter and my husband, we can get away with not washing our jeans several times. Some people might think that's gross, but I find that it's really good for the fabric. I don't see things shrinking or fading nearly as quickly. I would just say that we don't get as dirty as maybe a little boy might get, but that's helpful in cutting down the amount of time that we're washing. Again, I would say that we've implemented the everyday thing more so after we had our third baby.
Yeah, we do the same thing too for us, for our clothes. So at the end of the day, when we're getting the kids ready for bed, we'll look their clothing over and be like, do they need to go and wash or not? And then decide there if they need to be put away or put in the wash. And the same for us adults too.
And then another thing I was going to say, my 6-year-old is getting to the point where I will give her her clothes and then I allow her to put those things away. And so that's cutting down on the amount of time that I'm actually spending doing that. And I can focus on other things. And obviously, if you were to implement that type of system, like, it definitely could be an allowance system or just an expected chore for kids to do. So I feel like that could be a good thing to build habits in your kiddos, but also cuts down on your amount of time spent doing that typical chore so you can put your time and attention in other places.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Kelly, where can listeners find you if they want to connect with you online?
I hang out mostly on Instagram at Simple Home Mom and my website, simplehomemom.com. And that's where you can find me.
Perfect. And then we're going to wrap up this show with the two questions that I ask every guest. And the first one is, what is something that you're simplifying right now, aka what is your minimalist moment of the week?
So right now I'm really focusing on routines, specifically digital boundaries. So when I show up on social media and just creating routines and new habits around then, I'm kind of reworking things right now.
Yeah, I hear that. I can definitely relate to that. Well, lastly, what is something that you're excited about that you can't stop talking about?
So right now, it kind of relates to routines, is we're back into our homeschooling routine because it's January. And I took a lot of time over the break, like in December, to kind of create printable homeschooling organizing planning kind of pages. I've never done that before for a homeschool. So I'm like obsessed with those. So the printable planner, things that are working for us, and just like figuring out how to organize our days better right now. There's so many cogs and, you know, there's so many things going on in our home. So I just love looking at our family, looking at our day and being like, ooh, this could work better. Let's try this. And like, it makes me so excited. I'm a like planning a routine kind of geek, I guess.
Yeah. I love on your Instagram how you always have your daily tasks set up there. I think that's really helpful. Mm-hmm. And I know, don't you usually set out right after yours a screenshot that someone else can use?
Yes. I recently started doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's really helpful just to go through, or if you're more of a tangible, I need to write this down on a notepad, I feel like that's really helpful. I usually will write whatever the three top things I know that I want to get done for the day. I'll write those on our, the dry erase board in the kitchen. So I'm regularly seeing those. And I think that that's honestly one of the biggest ways that I can get things done, is just making sure it's at the forefront of my mind. Like, don't forget it. So wherever that place might be, whether it's on your phone like you do, or on the dry erase or a notepad or a post-it, I think that that is a really big game changer when it comes to
I'm habits. Totally a pen to paper bullet journal person. There's sometimes some personal things in my journal, so I just made those templates so that I wouldn't have to show, you know, all the things in my notebook.
I absolutely love it. It's a great idea. Yeah.
Thank
you so much for joining me and kind of walking us through your laundry routine. I feel like this was really beneficial for me. And this is, again, I need to organize this area of my life. So I just appreciate your input here and appreciate your time today.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
What did you think of the interview? I think that to summarize everything I want you to take away from this episode is that really the best tip that you can have when it comes to minimizing your laundry routine is don't wash more than you need to. You're not having nearly as many loads as you might have if you hadn't taken that initial step of decluttering. I think that this is going to look different for every family, as most of minimalism does, but I think staying consistent will really help you build that laundry routine. And as with anything, a habit is cultivated over time. So don't get discouraged if you've tried this for even just a month and nothing's catching on. Just stick with it and you'll be able to minimize your own laundry routine. I invite you to keep the conversation going at minimalistmomspodcast.com. There you'll find links to the Instagram account, Facebook page, and where you can find me all around the web. Thank you for joining up on this journey. I wish you a lovely week as you think more and do with less.